There were several medical-related stories in the evening news this week. The chief executive of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital discussed the future of the NNN as it reaches 250 years of care provision in Norwich this month. As part of the 250 years celebration, people are being invited to abseil down from the fourth floor on October the 1st. Meanwhile, the QEH Hospital in King's Lynn is crumbling, and this could affect healthcare across the county. And a Norfolk family is going through torment because of changing rules on medical cannabis. So, Marianne will start with news from the NNN.
For 250 years, it has been there for people in their hour of need, from the joy of welcoming new life to the heartache of saying final farewells. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital this month celebrates 250 years since it was very first patients, who were treated on July the 11th, 1772. Just three patients were seen on its first day, and the following month its first beds were ordered, 20 in total. Now that number is in the region of 1,200, and they treat around 1 million patients every year. It is now also one of the region's biggest employers, with more than 10,000 people working at the Colney site. But as it reaches a quarter of 1,000 years of caring for people in Norfolk, in 250 more years, could it be dominated by robots? The hospital already has a cutting-edge robotic surgery team, with robot surgeons having recently performed their 200th general surgery. And the chief executive, Sam Higginson, said when the NNAUH comes to celebrate its 500th anniversary, perhaps automatons may have even a bigger part to play in running the hospital.
Have you ever fancied abseiling down the biggest hospital in Norfolk? Well, now's your chance. As part of its 250th anniversary celebrations, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is challenging people to go to great heights in support of its charity foundation. On Saturday, October the 1st, the hospital is inviting people to abseil from the fourth floor of the site down to the ground floor, a drop of around 40 feet. The challenge will support the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital's charity, which raises millions of pounds to support the hospital each year. Participants will need to pay a £40 deposit to take part and commit to raising at least £60 in sponsors. Among those taking part will be the chief nurse, Nancy Fontaine, and the Reverend Penny Warner from the chaplaincy. Professor Fontaine said, "I'm so excited to take part in this first ever event of its kind here at the hospital."
Norwich hospital bosses have warned that the failure to rebuild King's Lynn crumbling hospital soon will have a serious impact on healthcare across the county. Plans have already been drawn up for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital to start receiving patients from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital if the West Norfolk site is forced to reduce services. The building is held up by more than 1,500 props to stop its roof falling in, and officials have warned that if a rebuild is not approved soon, it may have to close down some departments for safety reasons. The move would put further pressure on the Colney site, which is already operating at capacity, and would likely lead to an increase in waiting times across the county for treatment. It comes amid growing fears that the turmoil at Westminster caused by Boris Johnson's decision to stand down as Prime Minister could hold up the decision on whether the QEH rebuild can go ahead. There are currently 19,000 patients who have been waiting for more than 18 months for treatment, with its emergency department seeing more than 20,000 people in some months. Officials expect these figures to increase significantly if the site has to start dealing with more people who would otherwise be treated at the QEH.
Families of children with epilepsy say they face months of torment after learning that access to a life-saving medicinal cannabis product is in doubt for next year. The unlicensed medicine Celixia 20 has been privately prescribed to a small number of children in the UK, but the past 2 weeks had seen confusion and anger from families who feared imports had been stopped completely. Norfolk father Matt Hughes, a co-founder of MedCan Support, whose five-year-old son, Charlie, has a form of severe epilepsy, said he was completely devastated to be notified that imports were ending. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, has said the import will continue until at least the end of this year, although uncertainty remains over the long-term future. Mr. Hughes, who lives in Thorpe St. Andrew, said his son used to suffer from more than 100 seizures a day, but since being prescribed Celixia 20 in May 2020, he's seen an 85% reduction in seizures. He said this year he's been seizure-free. Dr. Laura Squire said, "We recognise the importance of these cannabis oil products for children with severe forms of epilepsy. That's why we are enabling continued patient access to them by accepting applications to import. No parent should have cause for concern about ongoing supplies."